going to bring you something from the archives today. You may have heard this before, but I like to think it's worth hearing again. 4 years ago, my colleagues and I at EWN, we went in search of Mbuyisa Makhubu, the 18-year-old who was captured in that now iconic image by photographer Sam Nzima during the Soweto uprising on the 16th of June, 1976. He's the guy carrying a dying boy, Hector Peterson. So that photograph has endured, but little is known about Makhubu. Together with Ziyanda Ngobo, who is now a senior political reporter at Newsroom Africa, we did a four-part podcast searching for Makhubu, trying to uncover what happened to him. It was an incredible mystery involving DNA and facial recognition, delving into archives and interviews with those who saw him last. So we're going to play the first 10 minutes of the series, but the rest of it is available online on EWN. So as the country marks Youth Day, rediscover the untold story of Mbuyisa Makhubu in Through the Cracks.
Mbuyisa is ours. Mbuyisa is 1976. Mbuyisa sacrificed his life for 1976.
Let's just pray one night if he's still alive.
Do you think that Mbuyisa Makhubu is a hero?
Yes, I do.
Where do you think he is? Do you know?
So the police were looking for Mbuyisa. Mbuyisa got this information. He ran away from home.
And when he get to Nigeria, he disappeared.
Mbuyisa was just a concerned student to help the dying boy Hector Peterson.
This is Through the Cracks, the untold story of Mbuyisa Makhubu. I'm Mandy Wiener. You probably don't know who Mbuyisa is. You may have never even heard his name before. Or you're wondering why we're even telling the story. But you've almost certainly seen him before, in a grainy black and white photo that's come to define one of South Africa's darkest moments in history. When you think of June 16 and the Soweto uprising, what do you see? A crowd of children in black pinafores and white shirts marching and singing? Posters with the words "Afrikaans must be abolished" scrawled on them? Apartheid-era police officers firing out the back of a police van? But the truly iconic image of that day in 1976, the one that fills the screen when you do a Google image search, it's a sharply focused, tightly framed photograph of a tall, lanky man in dungarees, his mouth downturned in anguish, carrying in his arms the limp body of a boy in school uniform. One shoe's missing, blood runs from the corner of his mouth, his eyes are rolled back into his head. Alongside them, there's a teenage girl, hysterical, her right hand held up. The fingers are spread out in terror. It's such a powerful image that tells the story of the 1976 generation. Almost everyone knows the name of that limp boy, 12-year-old Hector Peterson, who was one of the first people to be shot in the Soweto uprising. Not the first, although many do think that he was. Hastings Ndlovu was the first. You might even know the name of that teenage girl in that photo. That's Antoinette Sithole, Hector's sister. But how many of you had ever even heard the name of the tall boy in dungarees carrying Hector before you started listening to this podcast? Do you know who Mbuyisa Makhubu is?
No, I don't.
Do you have any idea?
No, I don't. He's a politician.
Do you know who Mbuyisa Makhubu is?
Unfortunately, no. I don't.
Do you know who Mbuyisa Makhubu is?
Mbuyisa Makhubu? No. Am I supposed to know who that is?
Do you know who Mbuyisa Makhubu is?
No, I don't know who that person is.
At the Hector Peterson Museum in Orlando West in Soweto, the site of the riots, people are learning about Mbuyisa. The museum is surprisingly busy. There are groups of school children on tours. There are loads of tourists. One guy is wearing cowboy boots and a leather jacket. There are moon bags on show and cameras. On the streets outside, traders have their knickknacks laid out for sale. A group of kids is being showed around by a tour guide. They're standing in front of an enlarged framed poster of that infamous image of Hector Peterson. Do you know who Mbuyisa Makhubu is?
Yes.
Who's he?
He's the man that carried Hector Peterson to the hospital.
Ah, okay. And did you know who Mbuyiso Makubu was before you came to the museum today?
No, I didn't know.
Okay. And do you guys know what happened to Mbuyiso Makubu? Where is he today? Do you know?
No, we don't know. We only know that he ran away to Botswana, to Nigeria, from Botswana to Nigeria.
And do you think that Mbuyiso Makubu is a hero?
Yes, I do.
And you? Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
For the last year, I've been trying to find out what happened to Mbuyiso Makubu and why his name has been forgotten. In the months after June 16, he went into exile in Botswana and then went on to Nigeria, where he studied at a college. He became sick, all kinds of sick. He was mentally unwell and suffered repeatedly from malaria and from cholera. He left school, spent his time getting stoned at a commune, and in 1979, he vanished, never to be heard from again. And that's where the trail goes cold, and Mbuyiso is forgotten by the generations that followed. Outside the museum, I met the...
So that's the first 10 minutes of Through the Cracks. That's a four-part series we did a couple of years ago, searching for Mbuyiso Makubu. And the story is just incredible. It's one of the most amazing stories I've ever followed as a journalist, searching for him, looking at the DNA, speaking to the people who last saw him alive, and then tracking down this person in Canada that people thought was him. And it's just fascinating. Mbuyiso Makubu, really a hero of June 16. Remembering him today. You can go listen to the rest of that series on the EWN website.